Welcome to the Vibes Podcast, your one-stop shop for all the latest tech news.
Hello, everybody. It's Sunday. It's a great day for a brand new podcast. It's Vibes with your host, Snoop. So let's go straight into it. What has been happening in the past few days? You know, the last time since we had a podcast, what has been going on in the world of technology? What's to look out for? Well, let's go straight into what happened a few days ago, which is the iPhone 12 launch. Now, I'm going to go over some of the positives of the iPhone 12, and then I'm going to take a step back. So, let's go straight into the positives. The first main positive, the iPhone 12 and 12 Pro comes with 5G. Now, if you're unaware of what 5G is, basically, just imagine having uber-fast internet in the palm of your hands. And yes, these internet speeds can be faster than your broadband connections at home. So, if you live in a very good 5G area, no matter where you are in the world where 5G is being rolled out, you can download items, stream items really, really quickly. And the whole idea of this is that you should be able to download content very quickly. And then it doesn't take that much battery life because obviously the longer you're trying to download stuff from the internet, the more battery life is going to take. Alongside with that, like many phones, the iPhone 12 and the 12 Pro will be clever enough to switch between 5G and 4G just to conserve battery life. The second big thing for me is the look. I really like the look of the iPhone 12. I like that rectangular squared look, very similar to the look of the iPhone 5, 4, the original iPhone SE, you know, that rectangular shape that you had. I really like that look. To me, that really defined the look for the iPhone, and a part of me was very, very happy to see that design come back because I really feel as though that look and that design is really what defined the iPhone. And, you know, I've grown up many years seeing that look and design, and even though the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 10s had a particular look, I think I'm very happy that they've gone back to it. There's newer colors. You've got this kind of blue color as well, which is a great addition. You got the gold color. Some people are happy with the gold. So if you want a gold, you can pick that up. You know, you got the usual colors, which is great. Other great things is, you know, the cameras had tweaks and upgrades. If you are really into taking videos and obviously photography on the iPhones, I think, you know, they've always been decent and, you know, they have support for HDR and Dolby Vision and all of that goodness. So if you really, really use your cameras to that next extent, then yes, again, it might be worthwhile looking into it. Other cool things, they've got the new MagSafe, and it's not similar to what you had in the MacBook. It's not like a magnetic kind of pin that you used to have the MacBooks. It's very similar though. You have like a round disc that you just magnetically pop on the back of your phone and that will charge your phone. Not only that, you've got accessories that can connect magnetically, which is cool. But you know, besides that, I'm going to go into the other area. Is it worth the upgrade if you have an iPhone 10, an iPhone 10s, an iPhone 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, you know, is it worth the upgrade? And the simple answer that I'm going to say, and this is my opinion, is a straight and simple no. I don't feel as though the iPhone 12 gives you that much that it's worthwhile doing the upgrade. Now, if you have an iPhone 8 or below and you're looking to get yourself a new iPhone, then yeah, go for the iPhone 12. But I would say be clever about it. And look at trying to pick up an iPhone 11 Pro if you can do. Even a brand new iPhone 10 if you can do. The new iPhone SE as well, it's probably worthwhile getting. I just don't feel as though it's a great upgrade, personally speaking. I mean, you do get on the iPhone Pros a better memory base. You get 128 gigabyte instead of 64, which is a welcome upgrade because I know of situations where users were unable to update their phones because the space was taken up by system, for example. But overall, if I was to say how excited I am out of 10, I'm going to give it a 3. I just don't feel as though the iPhone 12 really showed that much. I think if you're going to upgrade to an iPhone, it has to be something special. And I think with the MagSafe, they can come up with something special. Only if the MagSafe can transfer data. There's no USB-C on the phone. And the USB-C, if you're kind of wondering what the port is, it's kind of like a small circular connection. You get those on the new MacBook Pros. And talking about USB-C, in the box, you get a lightning cable. You get a lightning cable port to USB-C, but they don't give you a power brick. And they're saying, look, we're being environmentally conscious, we're being environmentally friendly here, which is all good and great. However, if you don't own an iPhone 11 Pro or 11 Pro Max, which comes with a power brick that supports the new USB-C end that goes to your lightning port on your phone, if you've had an iPhone 10 or below, those ports do not come with USB-C. So you're kind of forced to buy a power adapter. Then that kind of raises the question of, was it really worthwhile for Apple to leave out the power brick out of the packaging for the iPhones? And I'm going to say no, because now you have to fork out more money to charge your iPhone, unless you want to invest in the whole MagSafe technology. So a very, very interesting call there. Now, a little tidbit news that may interest the listeners, and especially the listeners in France. Due to radiation laws in France, and something I haven't mentioned, you do not get AirPods in the phones either. So it's nothing. You just get a phone and you get the charging cable. However, if you are in France, you do get free AirPods in those boxes. So you do get earphones in the box with your brand new iPhone if you buy it in France. And that's all down to radiation laws. So that was very, very interesting to see that, you know, they have to include these cables in the box. So if you want those free AirPods with your iPhones, then yeah, you probably need to order your phone from France. How quickly you get it is a very, very different question. Overall, I just kind of feel as though the event was really underwhelming. Alongside at this event, they also introduced the new HomePod Mini. And the HomePod Mini looks very nice. It's like a little round ball thing. It has good audio. It can stream from other music streaming services like Amazon Music, but you can't stream from Spotify. And, you know, I was watching this event with work colleagues, and I wanted to upload the some of the snippets, and I might do that at another point. But we all agreed that not having Spotify as part of the package is a big loss. Why is it a big loss? Well, it's a big loss because a lot of people prefer Spotify. A lot of people have playlists on Spotify, and believe it or not, Spotify is still the most famous music streaming service out there. They still beats the like of Amazon, and it still beats the like of Apple. So, you know, overall, I was looking at this speaker, and I was talking to my work colleagues, and I was just kind of saying, do you know what? If I wanted to have a smart speaker that does it all, I obviously want something that's more intelligent than Siri, because I don't believe Siri's great. I think there's a lot of improvements to come from Siri still. And, you know, I want to be able to choose Spotify as my choice of music streaming service whenever I wanted to. And funny enough, if I am going to suggest a home speaker, I would say pick up the new Echo speakers that has been launched by Amazon. Amazon are launching out new Echo speakers next week, and I'm going to quickly talk about it. It's like, again, a very similar look, better sound quality. They come in different sizes. And they also have released a new speaker which has a 10-inch screen that follows you around. And I'm sure I mentioned this before, but I think overall, and also the whole Alexa kind of smart assistant is far better. It gives you a lot more overall. Obviously, they were talking about smart homes, and I'm very much into my smart home technology, controlling lights, heating, etc., all through the power of the web and the cloud, etc. And I have tried it with the original HomePod, which I have, and it just really, really falls short. I just don't feel it's there yet, and it's very premature. I like the look of it, but I have to admit, it's, again, very underwhelming. The price of it was good, $99. So if you really are invested in the Apple ecosystem, you can look into it. But, you know, you can play Apple Music on these Echo devices as well. So, yeah, I just kind of feel as though the event overall was really disappointing. But for those listeners in France, you do get free AirPods. So that's a win for you guys out there. So not great there. Overall, I just kind of feel as though the new iPhones are no different from the other iPhones. Apple, to me, are no longer that innovative company. I mean, they're leading the way with trying to release a new MacBook with a SoC chip. But, you know, you can look at some of these Windows machines that come with Qualcomm chips on there. Microsoft have a Surface Pro X that will have those kind of smaller, you know, ARM SoC chips in there. So right now, I think Apple are great at marketing, but a lot of people are beginning to wake up and beginning to recognize the fact that their innovation piece is lackluster. And innovation hasn't really been a big thing for Apple for a while. They are focusing more on services like Apple TV, Apple Music, and I think that's where the company are going to focus more on. I think this year the Apple Watch 6, the new iPads, new iPhones, I think it's been a disappointing year. I honestly believe that Apple has not really brought anything groundbreaking. However, I will say that if you want a device that you know just works, where there's no faffing about, it just comes out of the box, it works how you expect it to work as an end user consumer. If you're not going to do too much with it, if you're not going to control it so much, like some organizations want to be able to manage devices, and that's caused some different headaches of its own. I think as a consumer, you can be happy to know that if you bought an iPhone 12 or an iPhone 12 Pro, you'll end up with a good phone. But in terms of a tech geek such as myself and other tech enthusiasts around the world, it's nothing new, nothing in terms of innovation. So that's my view on the Apple event. And a lot of my work colleagues also agreed on a similar thing, that the iPhone 12, 12 Pro, just that event just didn't deliver. It wasn't waking up the next day thinking, wow. So there we go. 5G, gone back to its original look. And that's about it. Now, what else has been going on out there? Barnes & Noble, a very, very famous book-selling company, have basically confirmed that they have been hacked. They have emailed customers saying that it has been a victim of a cybersecurity attack where personal data was accessed. So if you are someone that uses Barnes & Nobles, or if you've had payment details or have an account with them, ideally, again, something that unfortunately I have to repeat is please do log in, change your passwords, check your bank balances, or check your payments. There's definitely has been something going on in that front. So very, very sad to see that has happened. What else is going on out there? Well, Microsoft's brand new UI user interface that we're going to see on the new Xbox Series X has rolled out. They want to use the same interface across all of their Xbox lineup. So if you've got the original Xbox, you're going to get the new UI. Now, what's really interesting, and this is within my Discord chat, I've talked to loads of people that are into gaming, they're saying that the new dashboard is 1080p. Not a big deal. A lot of people are going to kick up a big hoo-ha saying, why is the menu in HD and not in 4K? Trust me, you're not going to see a difference. You're not going to see a difference between choosing what game you want to play, if it's in 4K or if it's in HD. What really matters is, you know, will the game play well in 4K when you play it? There's been a lot of rumors about the new Xbox, you know, being running very hot, etc. And to be honest, it's absolutely fine. For all the videos that I'm seeing, they're saying that the consoles are keeping cool, they're whisper quiet, both the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. Of course they're going to have heat. The whole idea is to blow heat out of the console. So people that are hovering their hands over the top of the consoles or over the fan saying, oh my god, it's running hot. That's what it's meant there to do. It's meant there to disperse heat out of the system so it keeps cool. For both ends, for the PlayStation 5 and for the Xbox Series X, it's quiet, it keeps cool, and I think that's the most important thing. Now, if you're a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 4 Pro owner, those things sounded like a jet engine taking off. Really, when the fans went, it went, and you had to crank the volume up to cover it. So it's definitely a big welcome and definitely just great to hear that these consoles are going to be quiet, because it is frustrating when you hear something just goes like that constantly all the time. So yeah, if you like the game in silence, then you can do with these new consoles. But yeah, talking about the new UI, the UI is now out on the Xbox. If you've noticed that your Xbox at home, if you have one, has updated to a new user interface that's snappier, that looks pretty simplistic, then yeah, that's what you're going to get on the Xbox Series X. And I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that they're keeping the experience uniform across all of the devices. But there's also an argument saying that they would prefer, you know, for all of, you know, the menus to be new because it's a new console. What else is going on? Well, Sony TVs have finally got the Apple TV app that's coming natively to the Android TVs. So if you have a select 2018, 2019 and 2020 model, by the end of the year, you will see Apple TV Plus on your TV. So, you know, if you want to watch Apple TV Plus, you can do. You just need to download the application on the TV once it's been released, and you don't need to have an Apple TV itself to play the content. Now, for me, I think that's great. They're saying that you should be able to also access your library as well, or anything that you have bought, which would be amazing. I think that is one small omission that you get on some of the TV applications. So, you know, so if you've got a Sony TV, you don't need to buy yourself an Apple TV to watch Apple TV Plus. And I think, like I said earlier on, Apple are looking more to come into the whole services area, you know, to bring you more music content or to give you just more items to watch without buying Apple hardware. And I think that's the right direction for them to go down on. I think it's about time. I think it's about time. Now, if you live in the city of Toronto, they're going to be testing out a brand new vehicle. And the vehicle is basically called an Ollie driverless shuttle. And it's basically there to boost its transit system. It's like a massive cubicle vehicle that just goes around into the city and moves around the city. It's going to be completely driverless. It's going to be part of an automated transportation trial in spring of 2021 in Toronto. And the test will run from 6 to 12 months. And basically to gauge how well the autonomous vehicles will bolster Toronto's mass transit system. And it's just basically there to connect the West neighborhood with its local GO train station. So Very interesting to see if you live in the city of Toronto. It's called the Oli Driverless Shuttle. Do check it out. I think the vehicle looks pretty cool. So, yeah, that should be good. Microsoft have made an announcement. They've got a new milestone for AI that says that that could genuinely help the visually impaired. And what Microsoft is saying is that its AI can now describe images as well as human beings can do. So, you know, if I had, and they've got a video on this, but basically if I took a picture or a video of something, a voice might say to me and say, hey, it's a close up. Let's say it's coffee beans, right? And this is what they've got in the video. And they say, hey, it's a close up of some kind of food. The new AI technology now, which has been improved, and the application is called CAI, and I have played around with it as part of its Garage Initiative. And what Garage Initiative is they've got Microsoft Garage, where they come up with new apps for you to test out if you feel like testing it out. And basically, this person's pointing the camera. I've got a picture of, you know, these coffee beans, and the AI is now clever enough to say, hey, this is a pile of coffee beans. So instead of saying this is a close-up of some kind of food, it's now saying what kind of food it is or what kind of drink it is or what it is. So to have AI that is smart enough to describe something like a human being can do can really, really help with the visually impaired. So Microsoft are continuing to work with AI to really power people. So very, very interesting to see that they've gone down those apps there. So that's pretty cool. Snapchat have announced, and I'm going to talk about the iPhone 12 Pro here. And one thing I haven't spoken about is the iPhone 12 Pros come with a LiDAR sensor, which is ideal for when it comes to AR. So it can kind of map where everything is properly. So if you had a LiDAR sensor, you know, if you had an IKEA app, and that's another company that's going to be happy with an iPhone 12, you can literally place sofas or tables or benches where you want it, and it will place it correctly. So the LiDAR sensor really does that. But Snapchat are saying that it will let creators make LiDAR lenses for iPhone 12 Pro. So if you use the Snapchat app, and you like the whole AR thing, it's going to become a lot more powerful. So obviously Snapchat are all over, you know, that whole concept of, you know, being able to play around with AR. So that's pretty cool. PS4 upgrade that has happened recently lets parents decide which games kids can and cannot run and cannot chat in, basically. So, you know, if you don't want your child, he's playing Call of Duty, he shouldn't really be playing Call of Duty, in my personal opinion, if they're too young, chat with other people playing Call of Duty, you've got that control as a parent to stop your kid from talking to other people online. I think this is a bit too late, in my personal opinion. I think that should have been something that they should have had ages ago. I think parental control is a very important element. As I said, I voiced my disappointment in the fact that we're moving away from digital well-being and that whole kind of thing of, hey, we want to make sure you get disconnected and be more connected with the real world. I guess the pandemic has kind of changed that. Again, this is something that should have happened ages ago, you know, to prevent cyberbullying or to prevent young children from hearing things that they shouldn't be hearing. So it is welcomed, but it's also a bit too late in my view. I thought this was already out. This is something that this has now come up. So interesting to see that has happened. So, you know, very, very interesting. Facebook, and I haven't spoken much about Facebook. Facebook has released a brand new QR headset. VR, sorry. I'm looking at a QR code, hence why I'm saying QR. They've released a brand new VR headset, which is the Oculus Quest 2. Now, the Oculus Quest 2 has better resolution, so things that you look in a VR world is a lot more clearer, a lot more defined, which is cool. It's supposed to be lighter. It's supposed to be, you know, a lot more easier to use. Now, as you know or may not know, Facebook are going amidst a change where they want all the Oculus logins to become Facebook logins. And if you're running the beta, for example, you'll be forced to use a Facebook login. If you bought something new, it will make you have a Facebook login. However, if you have an old Oculus account and you link it up to your Facebook, there has been reports that people have lost the items that they bought because Facebook has banned them. It has this automated system where it bans accounts, and now people are arguing, saying that I bought this brand new VR headset and now I can't use this VR headset because you've blocked my account. I can't even use my old VR headset because my account is blocked. I just can't access anything. So if you're looking to pick up the new Quest 2 to upgrade your Quest, or if somebody's been saying get yourself a Quest and you're looking at picking up a Quest, which will be the Quest 2, I would say hold off for the time being until they fix some of these niggling issues if you already have a Quest account. Really sad to see, but the technology has definitely improved a lot. And, you know, to have better resolutions, you know, to have something that's lighter, I think that's a big win. And I think the Oculus Quest has really, really put the VR element right in the forefront of it all. And I just think it's going to work bigger and bigger, better and better. Now, another thing that has been going on is there was a big hoo-ha, and I'm going back to the Sony PlayStation, about a lot of games that will not run on the PS5. So there will be a lot of PS4 games that will not run on the PS5. There has been an announcement a few days ago that Sony has revealed that 99% of their PS4 games will be compatible with the PS5, and there will be very few titles on that day where you won't be able to play on the brand new console. Now, some of these games I don't think they're that popular. They may be popular with certain people. So, for example, you've got KT Racing, which is a motorbike game. I'm not too sure how many people play that. I'm sure there's a good amount, but not as much as people play Call of Duty, for example. So, you know, they are working on a patch to make sure that they're making the games compatible. So, you know, if you've been hearing that these games will not run properly, not to worry about it. However, game saves are still an issue. You may not be able to copy your saves over. So if you've got a game that you've been playing on the PlayStation 4 and you're hoping to continue it on the PlayStation 5, just rule that out, because they're saying that a lot of these games will not take your saves over. So you have to start the game from scratch, which for me, again, Sony really need to have a look into and obviously fix that as soon as they can do. I think this is something that they need to really, really cover. So let's see what happens on that site. What else has been going on? Well, obviously it's too late now, but Amazon Prime Day has gone. They had 2 days of Prime. They had some amazing deals. So I hope to all the listeners out there that you've managed to pick up some good deals. Now, I know that Christmas is coming up and there may be more deals coming up soon. And if there's anything amazing, then I will definitely let you know in my next podcast. So, you know, let's see how that goes. Now, I want to talk about Google. Google is not someone I've spoken too much about in this podcast. And I want to start off with the Google Pixel 5. Basically, it's just a basic phone that just works. If you want something that runs just Android the way it should run, without the nonsense, without the gimmicks of some, you know, hand sensors that you had in the Pixel 4, for example. It has 5G, it has good battery life. If you like a boring phone that just works and you're an Android fan, Pixel 5's your one. The Pixel 5, weirdly enough, I'm going to be honest with you, like, I've got Android devices myself, which I love. And, you know, there is always this draw to go back to a Pixel. There's just something about a boring phone that just brings you back. And I can't put my finger on it. I cannot put my finger on why you would just want to keep on going back to a Pixel device. And I always found myself going back to a Pixel device. I always found myself playing around with the Pixel device. So very, very interesting to see. Now, 2 years ago, Google touted Google's Duplex AI. And basically, the Google AI, basically, this demonstration that had 2 years ago on stage, basically had this person say, Google, can you please book me a haircut appointment? You know, I want to get a haircut done. Please book myself an appointment. Do it for me. You know, you're asking the smart assistants. And the smart assistant calls this hairdresser, goes, hey, how can I help? And this AI just talks to the human being saying, hey, I would really like to have a haircut. And with this haircut, you know, I'd like to book it around this time between 10 and 12. And, you know, it has a to and fro conversation and it books it for you. And the other person on the end of the phone doesn't really realize that it's talking to an AI. Now, funny enough, what's going on here is that Google are now rolling out that feature to the masses. So now you can ask your Pixel or Android device that supports the whole duplex format, ask your AI to book yourself a haircut and it will do it for you. And, you know, Duplex will warn, you know, the caller that it is automated, it is being recorded. But it's really crazy that technology is now finally coming out. It's something that I saw 2 years ago. I got very excited about. I mean, they have another feature on the Pixel 5. It will come to the other Pixels where if you're on hold, for example, you can say, right, I'm on hold. You press a button and say, look, let me know when this whole music stops. And what will happen is when the whole music stops, it says, hey, there's a real person on the end of the phone. You pick up the phone and off you go. So you no longer need to put a phone on speakerphone, listening to the same music play time and time again. And you don't need to hold the phone next to your ear either. So I think that's really cool to see. I think that's amazing. What else is going on? Bose have released brand new in-ear noise cancelling earphones, and it's the best noise cancelling earphones that you can get. The microphones aren't as good as the AirPod Pros, but in terms of noise cancellation and music quality, it's the best one out there. So if you've been teetering on the edge of if you wanted to buy yourself a new in-ear earphones and you wasn't too sure about picking up the new AirPod Pros and you wanted to have an alternative to it, or if you're not just an Apple user, they've got a brand new in-ear piece and they are amazing. I've tested them out, I've tried them out, and they sound phenomenal. They just sound, but I mean, the noise cancelling to me sounded as good as the over-ear pieces that I've had, and that's really saying something. So definitely something to look out for there if you're looking for a brand new set of in-ear earphones. So, you know, that'll be really cool. What else has been going on out there? Not much really. I think, Apple TV are extending, their free trial that you had for a year by another 3 months. So that's welcome. So hopefully they'll have the morning show back on. I've really loved that TV show. I thought the morning show was phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, I do highly should suggest that you check it out. It should be amazing. Other news, and this is something I just found out yesterday. If you live in the UK. Drivers are to be banned from picking up their mobile phones, period. Now, I thought that was the case beforehand, but I was wrong. So in the UK, until recently, drivers were allowed to have a mobile phone in their hand to take pictures, change music, to do other things besides texting and calling. You're not allowed to text and call, but you're allowed to do everything else on a mobile phone. And now they're passing the law to now saying that they're going to cut off that loophole, saying that, you're not allowed to pick up your phone, period, whilst you're driving, which I think is the correct thing to do. I just find it absurd that the original ruling did not count in the fact that you can't take pictures, play games, change your music, all of that. That was just crazy. Absolutely crazy. So that's something new. So if you live in the UK and you have been gaming as you've been driving, don't pick up your phone, basically. Again, that's something new that I've learned. British Airways were fined £20 million over a data breach that they had. I think the data breach happened a while back. And again, I'm going to say, as I said earlier on, and this breach took place in 2018. But if you haven't changed your password, check your payments, etc., please do make an effort to change your passwords. Now, when it comes to password, I am going to say that, you know, you should be looking to change your passwords every year, or if not any sooner. Make sure you turn on 2FA, multi-factor authentication, SSO. If you're not too sure what that is, please do make sure you do that. Now, Zoom have made an amazing announcement. Zoom are launching a prepaid event page called On Zoom. So the video calling app Zoom has announced a system to let people pay for live online experiences. So it could be exercises, it could be music. So Zoom are going to be selling tickets for events that will allow up to 1,000 attendees. I think this is amazing. I think Zoom has really grown leaps and bounds, and the fact that they're now coming into the whole event space, it's going to get other people worried. Zoom have definitely dominated the world. On Zoom is the name of the site. The initial beta is for US users for the time being. It's being promoted on the site with a launch price between, for free up to $50. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you could watch live theater over Zoom, or you could charge people to watch other events. It is very, very interesting. What's going on here? Other things that's going on. YouTube are banning misleading COVID-19 vaccine videos. I think she should ban the videos where they say you should burn down 5G masts, because there was this conspiracy that 5G caused coronavirus, which is ludicrous. More hacking news in the UK. So London's Hackney Council has been hit by a hack attack. I love the word hack attack. And the Hackney website was down. Again, if you live in the Hackney area, if there's any sensitive information that you have with the council, I suggest you raise it up with your local council, and make sure that you make sure the information is secure. There's a lot of hacking going out. There's a lot of emails that have been going out trying to fish for your information, saying, hey, your Netflix account is compromised, or your bank account has been compromised, and we need your bank details. What I'm going to say to everybody out there, if you're listening to this, is that if you're getting these kind of emails, don't act upon it. Actually call the bank. Actually reach out to these vendors outside of the email. You know, reach directly to them and make sure it's them. 9 out of 10 times these emails are fake. Please, please do not get caught out by it. There's a lot of these emails that are going out. You need to be very, very vigilant. Now, I'm hoping to do 2 podcasts. One's to cover about game streaming, and what about security? I really want to have a podcast to talk about security, how to secure your items. I feel as though this is something that will be beneficial for everybody out there. You know, you'll have your email accounts, which will be hacked in different kind of countries, and you will be none the wiser if you don't have the right kind of security in place. So I promise you I will make a podcast to cover that. Those are kind of things. Microsoft, even though Satya Nadella said himself that remote working isn't great and we shouldn't adapt to it too much, Microsoft have made the move to allow remote work to happen permanently. So if you want to work from home permanently, you can do. They follow the path of Facebook and Twitter and other firms that give you that option. It's going to be interesting to see what other organizations are going to make employees work from home permanently. I think, you know, if you've been working during this period, if you're lucky enough to have a job, I know it's been difficult for a lot of people. I think, you know, if it's been going well, then they've managed to prove that you can work from home. It does cause some issues. You know, health is a clear thing that you need to look out for. So, you know, you need to make sure that you do have a good balance if you are one of those users that want to work from home. And it's just one of those things that you need to do. That's all I have for this week. I think the big thing for me here was about the iPhone event. You know, the disappointment of it now. It's you know, the world of tech is still growing. I mean, we've got November's going to be huge. You've got the PlayStation 5 that's coming out. You got the Xbox Series X. You'll get, you know, more things happening from home. You've heard about Zoom, you know, really going for it over here. The last thing that I want to talk about is Mr. McAfee. If you've never got a chance to watch Mr. McAfee's The Famous Virus Guys videos, I just want to end it on this news just makes me laugh. But McAfee has been arrested in Spain over tax evasion charges. This guy is some next level funniness to me. I mean, it's not funny. There's a lot of things behind it all, but it's going to be very, very interesting. McAfee, if you've never checked out his video, please do check it out. It is hilarious. But there we go. A lot of hacking, a lot of stuff about new technology. There will be a lot more coming out in these next few weeks, which I'm excited about. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Vibes. Like I said, not too much out there. I think the focus has been on the mobile front, 5G front. You know, what's worth buying, what's not worth buying. If you want to give me any feedback, anything you'd love to want me to talk about, I can do. The next few episodes, the next episode will definitely be talking about gaming. Because that's going to be the big thing in the beginning of November. And it's going to be interesting to see how we go. I do want to say to everybody out there, please do keep yourself safe. I know this pandemic has been stressful. You know, make sure that you make out time for yourself. And like I said, I will definitely cover a podcast about security. So until next time, thank you very much and take care of yourself. And I shall chat to you all soon. Bye.